brother Kareem graduated from the University of Auburn in accounting. He's an accountant. And then there's me. So I'm probably the biggest failure in the family.
Will you get them all to Lincoln for senior day?
Oh, man, they're going everywhere. They're taking a stretch limo to Fresno. Oh, they're doing it all, man. They're going big. Abdullah's all in style, man.
How big was that? I mean, there was a lot of factors in you coming back for your senior season, but your family all being so highly achieving, how big was that?
My mom and dad, they've had so many kids that it's like a tradition now.
Yeah.
If you don't get your education, they're going to look at you like, oddball. You know, you're oddball. You know, like, what are you doing, bro? But that definitely was a huge, like, deciding factor in my decision. Because, of course, you can always come back to school. But I was so close to graduating and filling my requirements to graduate. And I was like, you know, I'm going to grow more as a person. These are years I'm never going to get back. If I leave early and something, you know, God forbid, something happens to me and I get hurt and I can't play anymore, I'm going to be what it should have come to save in school and finish my degree the right way and then pursue my dream. So, you know, you never want to be that kind of guy. And I'm just trying to take advantage of all the things that are presented to me right now. It kind of scared me, bro.
Well, that would mean, and how big was the legacy? I mean, the family was number one and you're coming back. The possibility of being the first running back to have 3 1,000-yard seasons in the history of Nebraska, how big of a factor was that?
I mean, those are all good things. I think those are more so for the fans than for me.
Really?
That's just a distraction for me, really. And of course, the reality is there. It is what it is. I could potentially do that, and that's a great honor. But tell me, more so than anything, I just want to win games. I just have a burning passion just to win games for sure.
So how important is it to you from a personal standpoint to leave college with a Big Ten championship?
It's very important. Probably the most important thing in my agenda right now other than getting my degree.
Here, when you look at the Big Ten, traditionally it's always been about the running game, but it seems like it's particularly deep at that position this year. Is that something that you notice? You look around the other tailbacks and play and see the depth there?
Definitely. You can go to every team. Minnesota, Cobb, you know, Indiana, Coleman, obviously Melvin at Wisconsin, all the running backs in Nebraska, I can say. You just go down the line, and the running back position is competent, really deep. It's going to be a good competition for this year, you know, statistically. And I feel like it gets overshadowed a little bit when you throw names like, you know, TJ Yeldon, Todd Gurley, guys who play for those SEC conferences, or maybe the Pac-12 guys. Don't know too many backs in the Pac-12 right now, but we get overshadowed a little bit, but all we can do is just come show up to work every Saturday and just prove our case.
You pay attention to the leaderboard, so to speak, throughout the season. Who's leading the rushing race?
Leaderboard.
Not as far as total yards.
Oh, and like Big Ten or the country?
Either.
I did a little bit at the last two games of the Big Ten because it was close between me and Melvin. Me and him are actually good friends. So
yeah, was that because it was Melvin?
Yeah, because it was Melvin. I don't care. You know, everyone else is just like, I don't even know the dudes. But Melvin, it's like, I cannot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got to get it this year, at least this year, you know? And we really competed last year, those last two games. I think they played Penn State last, and we played Iowa last. And I had a terrible game against Iowa, And luckily, he didn't have one of his best games against Penn State. So, you know, we finished, I think, with roughly 100 more yards than he did, so something like that.
So how hungry is he this year, just not even for the Big Ten rushing title, just to have more yards than you?
I'm sure he's really hungry. You know, I got to do something to sabotage that. I haven't come up with a schematic or a plan right now, but I'll think of something.
Do you notice it seems like NFL teams are devaluing the running back position? I know Carlos Hyde.
Now we're talking.
Slipped a little
now
bit.
Now we're talking. Me, personally, I feel like everything comes in full circle. It's funny because before the trend with the big tall DNs who stand up and rush, that wasn't in the early 2000s, that wasn't really a fad. You know, a lot of guys like strong, big DNs, you know. But now you see a lot of guys like, you know, the Anthony Barr, even Randy a little bit, or Jadeveon Clowney to stand up and rush, and that's what they want. You know, they want the stand-up linebacker, DN type guys, and you know, they're kind of devaluing the running back position. But eventually, everything comes full circle. You know, in my opinion, I feel like at some point, the NFL is going to come to the conclusion that the stand-up guys aren't the best guys against the run. So to beat those guys, you got to go get more running backs. So it's going to come back around where they want to take running backs again in the first round. And everything just comes in a full circle. Football works in fads. Right now, it's the DN fad. The running backs are kind of slipping off. I don't think you can honestly say the value of a running back is lost. When you look at a team like Seattle, without Marshawn Lynch, they probably got three more losses on their schedule. They're not in the Super Bowl, for sure. Look at the Eagles, who's their best player? LeSean McCoy. Look at the Vikings, who's their best player? Adrian Peterson, you know. So you can't really say the running back position. Same thing with the Chiefs, Jamal Charles, he's got extension. You can't really say that the running back position is devalued. It's just not the cool thing to do right now. It's not the cool thing to pick. It's not the hot thing to pick in the draft, which is fine, because just hearing your name called and then having the opportunity to try for a team is, you know, enough for me. But, you know, like I said, things are coming full circle, especially those DNs. You know, guys stand up and rush the pass all the time. Once you get a big tackle on them and, you know, drop them down the field, just run and run at them, those guys will be eliminated in probably about 4 or 5 years.